Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. And every time I say it, because every time it's true, it's good to talk to y'all, family. So, we done gone ahead, took a little vacation. It's not just me sitting in the car today, family. I got my niggas with me in the car today. I got my niggas with me. So, we're going to go ahead and start from my right. I want to introduce y'all to a couple good friends of mine sitting in the car. To my right, sir, introduce yourself.
What's up? What's up? I'm Lamar.
Mr. Lamar, good to see you. Good to see you. Looking good, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good to see you, sir. All right. Who else we got in the car today?
We got your man, E Natural.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, sir.
E Natural, that boy always been smooth, man. It's good to see you, boy. You always looking good every time see y'all there.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Boy got the chest hair. Boy looking good today. Now, I got a friend of mine who I have just met today. Boy got a unique style talking to him. He really got something to him. Y'all need to listen to him when he get to talking. Mr., go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's up, family? I go by Sensei. That's what y'all call me. Welcome.
So we got Mr. Lamar. We got E Natural.
Yes, sir.
And we got Sensei. Mm-hmm. And we got David. So y'all already know y'all in for a good night.
Get sturdy.
So we not in the normal placing. Everybody feeling good. We feeling right. We had a nice time out. Had a little retreat. Everybody feeling good on vacation. So we decided we wanted to talk to y'all, family.
Man, we had some fondue. We didn't have dinner. We had an experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And before we left there, boy, I didn't understand what y'all meant until after we left. I had never been before.
Telling you, bro.
I had never
y'all
been
at me like I was crazy. I was like, look, even though you cooking, it's like you just enjoying it.
Yeah, like
you take your
really
time.
Interact. Yeah,
you take your time.
Your food.
Mm-hmm. You can interact with everybody.
It's ain't no time to eat like a barbarian. You savor that shit.
Now, the melting pot was so dope of an experience because even as you go up in there, and the first thing we talked about was the lighting.
How'd
you feel about
and
it?
And how we couldn't see shit.
Bro. Like,
you couldn't. You couldn't see a goddamn thing.
Nigga, I could have took a nap if y'all weren't there.
Bro, nah, I don't even take naps, but like, in that setting, hell yeah, I was feeling like
it
like,
added to the feng shui.
It was ambiance.
It did, because it was like you knew the people around you. You was going off of a vibe. The only thing you could see was the table and the menu. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, as the night kept going, that's the only fucking thing that mattered.
Don't skip over our waitress. What was
her name? Oh, no, we not.
Aaron.
Oh, she was fire.
Aaron, white girl.
Oh, man. She was on point.
Aaron didn't
she
miss a
was
beat.
On point.
Aaron not came. A beat, bro.
Nah, I'm trying to tell you. Aaron came in, bro. Just talking like we forget we even had a waitress. We think we run in the place. Aaron started asking us what we want to drink. We're like, water, or somebody. Who got the Coke or whatever? Was it you?
The only colored drink.
I'm like, you had the only colored drink, bro.
You did. You had the only goddamn Peyton. Let me, Mr. Lamar. Because we got paid. We had to pay the lady. Come on. We paid at the end of the night. But Mr. Lamar was the only person there with an actual drink. Like, that's...
I had to add to the bill.
I thought about it, to tell you the truth, because I would have loved to have had a little lemonade or something like that just to serenade the meal a little bit.
I said, I'm glad he's not.
I'll pay for it. Damn.
It was a soda. I just want a little bit of tang.
I just want a little taste. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a little
taste. I drink water every day.
But let me tell you something. I thought, and I was so distraught. Like, I don't know if y'all caught it at Mr. Sensei. I don't know if y'all caught it at y'all end of the table. I was so distraught. Because after we ate the cheese, I thought that was it.
You told us. How are you going to think that's it? Aaron did a great job explaining the whole list. It was numbered 1 to 4.
It was numbered 1 to 4. Listen, a melting pot means cheese to me.
Right.
But she explained it's not just fondue, though.
And I didn't get that. I might not have heard the explanation, but I was like, damn. Like, do we get more cheese? Or do
this was like a late bloomer to like warming up to the whole theme of it all.
I was, man.
We were about to get the entree, and he was just like, bro,
You wonder why I never went back?
It was just a cheese spot.
I didn't want to pay that much.
I was like, damn, all the nachos, they going to bring the other shit.
I wanted a bunch of shit. I like to eat.
I thought we was dipping steak and cheese.
Like, the cheese was hitting.
Stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, y'all, I don't know how y'all yin and yang tasted.
First
of all, it's 11-11, make a wish.
Whoop, whoop.
Make an affirmation then. Everybody good? Alright. So nah, like, first of all, like, that we got this like cookie and crumble.
Y'all had the marshmallow.
God. She set our marshmallow on fire.
We still got videos of marshmallow. Like, oh my god.
Yo, what did we start singing?
It's a Snoop Dogg song.
Snoop Dogg and Pharrell.
Beautiful. Oh yeah.
I started beatboxing and said boom.
Because it was so sexy as it just sat there and baked.
And then we perfectly at the perfect time hit the "It's just something about you, girl." I know we had to be the hypest table Aaron ever had.
So let me tell you something. Even at the beginning, when she was just whipping the cheese, we were like, oh, okay.
She was putting the cheese. We had two separate cheese pots, first of all.
That's right. Go ahead.
So I'm
going to
talk our pot.
Go ahead, tell them.
Because my table set it off.
Go ahead, tell. What? Your table set who off?
What?
Your table. Your cheese wasn't even better than our cheese.
Y'all had
to be. Facts. What?
Because we got Aaron lit with the whiskey and y'all had to jump in and do y'all little part.
I'm the world's greatest hype man. She knew I was going to be here, baby. She got the whipping with the cheese.
Boy.
She knew what she was doing. You saw it in the elbow work.
She was doing with us first. Anyway.
First of all, she was baking water at y'all table. She came over with beer.
No, man. It wasn't no fucking
beer. She came over with beer.
You start with the water, and then you add the cheese in, because she did the same shit to y'all. Don't even try to play.
Y'all, we had beer and garlic. We had delicious.
She did come with the water. We just dropped the water. I'm like, oh, y'all get boiling water.
Y'all boiling water over there. Y'all got water and salt. Come on, in the cheese. In the cheese. I will never not have Worcestershire sauce in my melted cheese ever again. Oh my lord! I don't know how it was. Bad, it was so savory. It was a full meal in cheese. I have never had a full meal in cheese.
The only thing that didn't taste good in the cheese to me was the apple.
I didn't try the apple.
I didn't like the apple, and I didn't try the
mushrooms. I didn't try the apple.
Fuck mushrooms.
Damn.
All right.
To be fair, fuck mushrooms.
But thank you. Somebody with some sense.
I did not partake in the mushrooms.
That's just bad for you, bro. Like, ew.
No.
It's a fun guy.
It is. It is healthy for you.
When y'all got to go back, awesome. When y'all got to go back and forth about the mushrooms, I swear, bro.
He's a fun guy.
He's not a fun guy.
He's awesome.
He'll make my mouth want to hurl it straight out, guy.
Just as good as the cocoon butt guy.
So, all right, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth, right? As we got to dipping the meats in the pots.
Whoa.
Pause.
Whoa. Yo. We was out in public, dog.
Pause. They knew we was at a melting pot. They knew what was at. As you tried the assortment, what was the best one on the plate?
That duck was nasty. Duck's too tough of a meat.
I thought it was too fatty. I thought it was too fatty.
But that teriyaki chicken was fire.
That teriyaki chicken was fire.
Yeah, that chicken.
The chicken was too. You had to cook.
If you cooked the salmon,
you had to cook it right.
I tried the teriyaki steak. The fish was so heavenly. It just ate off the skewer, man.
You could take pieces. And it didn't just like scramble and break apart. It was nice, beautiful chunks.
Yep.
We got Pacific Rim and Andy's.
Vince, what was the other one we got? The entree.
Pacific Rim. Because y'all paid a $5.
And we got the classic.
Yeah,
we got the classic.
That's why y'all was.
Yeah, we had that one was $2 actually. The choose your own was $5. That's all we got.
Which was wild because you could still get only three.
I know, right? Yeah.
I was like,
why?
So because I have options, I gotta pay $5
Limited.
But I get a range of, look at all this shit. I could get a land and see and something else. Mm-hmm. A turtle if I want.
So
if they would have had turtle, I would have tried it.
That's how they get you, bro.
I ate rabbit before.
I'm telling you, bro. Like,
I had a beef or pork either.
I can't wait to go back.
For health.
I can't wait to go back. I don't know when's the next time I'm gonna go to a melting pot. But I gotta hit
it's not that for me.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, cool. Cause I can go with the cheese. If I can get the recipe for the cheese, or we should.
If they had some shit to offer that made it feel more adult, like if it was cheese pot and wine, that I'm not a big wine guy.
You could have got
that's
wine.
That's an adult.
You could have had cheese pot and wine. They had beverage menu.
No. They had multiple cheeses. Yeah. Present it as like a this is a 1942 Vin Blanchet and it pairs well with our cheddar. I suggest you try it.
Oh, you want more upscale?
Yeah, it's not that upscale.
I thought it was good. That's when you said. I kind of figured that's what it was gonna be like, almost a Ruth Chris type thing.
Bro, it's 10 of us going. Why would it be?
And we was balling at Ruth Chris.
You balling?
I mean, we could ball at Ruth Chris, but damn.
I ain't in y'all pockets. All I'm gonna say is, y'all got these big money grip jobs.
Whoa! Who got money? Wait a minute!
We got a contradictory statement.
I'm good, but like I'm still trying to advance. I'm trying to get money.
I'm trying to advance too, but y'all just got.
I ain't gotta be rich, but I'm trying to be healthy. You feel me?
Hello,
there it is. Okay.
You feel me? I'm trying to be a rich man at heart, but I'm trying to be.
I'm with you, bro.
Okay, I'm trying. You feel me?
What's the goal? That's why y'all going so
open. You got me thinking about numbers.
If we didn't already went. Oh, so what's the goal that leads you to Ruth Chris? What's the goal? What's at
Ruth
what
Chris
point in your
goal?
Honestly,
I'm saying, but I'm not saying it's the goal. But at
private
what point in your life are we taking trips like this? And all right, y'all, we going to Ruth Chris tonight. At what stage of your life? What are you doing? Where is that goal for
what
you?
What am I doing?
That's pretty visionary.
All right, y'all, we going to Ruth's Chris tonight, because this is what we doing.
Brother, you asking for dreams right now? I mean,
if this is what we doing,
asking for goals?
I mean, we say y'all got big money, so what's the plan for the big money then? If everybody want big money, everybody want plans for it. What's the plan for the big money then?
Plan for the big money? You know my art.
Don't make him spell out his plan. That's his plan. Everybody's path is individual. And for him to follow his path, I'll give a little sum up, though.
All right,
go ahead.
I'll give a little sum up. You know my art. Mm. I know your art.
Okay.
You got art too, bro? I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the music.
The music. I know, you good.
Music, the way he speaks, that's his art.
Yeah, that's his art. That's true.
Let him perfect it. Let him do his thing.
That's true.
There's radios. There's talk show hosts. There's so much shit he can do.
Right, that's why I was asking.
You know what I mean? That's his path,
bro.
He got different paths he can take.
For me, I
like to draw.
Yeah, I know.
I want to get into my piece now. Bro, I love
that boy. Got a wrist for it, don't he?
Draw because I need. Oh my god! I need
can he draw?
I said, what can you draw?
Oh, I'll show you.
Mr. Lamar, break it down for the people. Mr. Lamar,
I need someone to animate me, and I need me and. I don't know which anime yet, because it's classic to be like, put me in a Nikovsky robe. Shut up. Yeah, nah. I've seen it a million times. But, like, I want some, like, Hunter shit.
We'll talk.
Some Maroni
Kenshin. We'll talk.
Can you show him my piece, bro? What you did?
Listen, the piece that he got brewing for you is such a gorgeous...
It's a journey.
Don't forget we talked to the people. Piece. And that's true. So we gotta be able to explain the art.
What medium do you use?
Just look, bro.
He's trying to be so interesting. It's a feel.
This art, I called it the proper thing.
What
paintbrush do you use?
Hey, bro, I don't have a vocabulary for that, but that paintbrush means something. What paintbrush you using, my nigga?
3.5.
what paintbrush?
This
is his.
Go ahead, break it down for me.
Mr. E Natural, tell the people what you are seeing here.
In your eyes, what do you see, sir?
Oh my goodness.
I see the importance of the black woman.
Wow.
I get a reference to God, because you know, God is a woman.
And then the sun.
Yeah.
But let me tell it. All right, since we're talking to the people, I'm going to tell the people what it is.
Go ahead. From the artiste himself.
I hope I'm somewhere right with the...
From the artiste.
I mean, check this. This is my answer.
What is your vision, sir?
Since this one's for you, what was your vision, sir? All right, this is a man in Africa. They say the original man was from Africa.
Okay. Yeah, he was.
We were the original people.
Yes. Scientifically.
You know how I say black men don't cheat?
Go ahead.
We try not to cheat. He tempted though, but hey, we know better. I got my girl upstairs.
She about to be my queen. My queen, my son. She's like the moon too. She pull your tides. You can't see, you ain't gonna be able to see the moon without the sun.
True.
Mm. You feel me? Mm. I want two kids. So I got two kids at the bottom. But he's pushing out Earth. We were made from dirt. We came from dirt.
Wow.
We pushing out of dirt. We got something to work for. Women are more intelligent. They don't get... We're reckless. We do crazy jobs, dumb shit. They live longer just because they're smart. They... Let the men be men. But she calm us down. Plants need sun. She's like Mother Nature. It's a whole system.
And why did you color Africa that
you
color?
You gotta hear how his mind's breaking it down.
Too. I know.
I know. You gotta hear like, it, man.
It's just black colors. It's like you see a whole bunch of different designs. But if you go, every time I see like a black person from like, say, Jamaica, Zimbabwe, places like they have like the way they dress, mm-hmm. show a little bit of color. They like earthly colors. Mm-hmm. When we bleed, it's red. When it's dark, it's damn near black outside. You got the green for grass, the earth. Everything got a tie.
Everything ties together.
Everything's kind of tied together. It's a system.
Can you show him a finished one?
A finished one?
To get his thing. He has like
your your artwork is so introspective, and you can tell it by the way he speaks. It's so passionate.
Oh my this is the gosh. One I was supposed to. This is one I was supposed to sell to a coworker.
That was the first one.
This is my big one. Yeah, this is my big one that I finished.
That's the world is in your hands.
Yeah, right that like that's my
character. It is. Right that there. World is from the hands.
Yeah, that's my character, Cosmos.
He does this on like a piece of wood. That's a piece of wood, bro.
I drew that from my hand.
That's not a piece of paper.
It's my little character I like to call Cosmos. That's like I want that to be like the higher me. If that can be my comic character, it'd be Cosmos. Me,
like, if you ever played Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
If you ever played the hand off Super Smash, yeah.
But you see how it's a house, you know what I'm saying? A little lake, maybe some trees and mountains in the back. That'd be my fucking dream home, yo. Like, I want a little bit of space. I love the mountains. A little bit of space. Have a little bit of water and shit behind me, or in front of me, wherever around me. Have a little bit of land. But in the whole perspective of the art piece, because here's the rest. You got a stone heart with a big-ass tree. Have you ever seen a big-ass sequoia tree? Mm-hmm. They're fucking huge. If I could, I'd build a fucking house out of one.
Out of a sequoia tree.
Well, not out of a sequoia tree.
In one.
Have you ever seen a house with a tree? Like a tree around it?
Built to it, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I want to have like a separate house, but like, I just want to have that.
Like if you could build your house and preserve the tree, like it goes. Yeah. I've seen a house like that. It goes through the whole house. Like there's a hole big enough for it, but it's like sealed off for rain and stuff.
That'd be cool, but like that's it's like way out of my spectrum. You know what I mean?
They didn't even do that. What they did is they made it a they built around the tree and made it's like where its base is like their outside patio, but you know it's a modernized home, so it's a modernized home. So the middle is like the open area, like kind of how school is.
Like, but the whole thing with this is basically same concept of the one with Africa. Mm. My character hired me. That's what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to achieve good things. Yeah. Me and my lady. I got something to work for now. I'm trying to be good to my mom, good to my pop. Make a little bit of cheddar so I can give you know what I'm saying? Give a little bit back. Mm-hmm.
For the family.
I always feel like I've been the problem child.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to prove I'm not. I want to prove, like, I got a fucking mind. I'm working for something. I'm a hustle. I don't call out of work, really. Put in work, earn that money. Don't just try to earn them fucking money. But this is my achievement. This is what I want. I got my little man down here. If you look close, keeping the vines and the ropes wrapped around the fingers, trying to keep it together, trying to achieve that growth.
That is such amazing.
To the big tree at top that doesn't stop.
The detail of it is so amazing,
and the type of canvas that it's on.
I feel like it can be better. I'm trying to get better at my craft.
What is it?
But y'all get my perspective. Oh, yeah, y'all
answer, I was gonna ask you the same question.
I got a bunch more we can talk about
same,
later.
The same too, because that's the reason why I asked that question. Because the little bit that you can give me and what you build upon in your own mind, the taste that you can give me of your life that you can give me, that's the only taste I'm asking for.
Shit, and I also love pictures. I'm trying to since y'all love doing podcasts, y'all love talking. I got friends who rap. I got friends who like to talk. I got friends who do a whole bunch of clothing with, like, the designs and shit. I'm trying to be, like, a photographer. Take my art, do what I want to do with it. People model for me, talk show. I can be the photographer. I'm trying to... Everybody got a team. I'm trying to build a fucking team.
That's the goal.
You build the right team, you stick with that team, and you fucking hustle.
See, I like where your head's at, Mr. Lamar. Yeah. Mr. E Natural, give me a little taste, sir.
What you mean, bro?
Give me a little taste, sir. What's the direction? What you see?
For him or me?
No, for yourself, sir. Give me a little a bird's eye view from the corner. What you got?
Roof Chris?
What you got again? What you at Roof Chris for, sir? Cause this is the reason you should be there.
Come on now. Working my way just like everybody else.
I know, brother. Baby. We working. That's the work we do, baby.
He's asking what's the vision.
That's the work we do, baby.
Not what you're doing.
Either owning my own business or a promotion.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be nice. Like, what business, though? Like, explain it, though. Explain it a little bit.
Honestly, right now, I'm trying to learn some skills, man. I'm trying to get into, like, either logistics, maybe barber school.
Number one skill you want to learn right now?
Get my CDL.
Okay, yes.
So I want to get into logistics. And I want to get Class A, because I want to be able to drive anything. I want to start off like regional.
Uh-huh.
I want to drive across country. So I'm going to still get that certification so that I can drive anything.
I always wanted to, but like, no, I'm serious.
Just
like,
think about like.
It's a moneymaker. And like, I want
to
start.
And you will
soon.
Never have to think about. People say machines taking over, but think about with logistics. You're going to always need somebody.
True.
To move something from here to here.
Bridget.
You know, always. That's just the way life is. Like, we are social beings, and we need to interact. And how do we interact from people across the Atlantic Ocean?
Let me design the truck.
Logistics.
Logistics, too. Because how you look delivering it impacts your sales.
Oh, what's up? Like, what's up? I'll get certain.
Why do you recognize a UPS truck? Is it because it has UPS on it, or because it's a big brown truck?
Touche. But it can be some of that. Like I said, with barber school, I used to cut hair back in college, man. I still do a little bit now. I'm thinking about getting that just so I can make something on the side. I got a hustle mentality, so.
I like it. Yes, I like sir. It. But that boy want to eat.
It's not even about having a lot of money.
That boy
want
to eat. Yeah.
It just did. I was thinking about that the other day, too. I was just like, I don't want to be like super duper rich.
Ain't nothing wrong being hungry, bro.
I want to be wealthy enough to where if I say I want to go to Roof Chris, or if I say,
yes.
You know,
I call it being healthy.
I want to go to Dubai for the weekend or something like that.
I'm not greedy.
I call that being comfortable.
If I can go to Dubai or something like that, you know,
it's living.
Yeah,
yes.
Like
that's living.
And I ain't got to consciously think about, man. What do I have to move? Yeah, what do I have to move? Or like, what am I getting ready for?
What needs to be put here so I can do this?
It should be like, what I'm going to take this trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I mean, with investments, too, I see myself making some good investments. But type of investments I'd be looking at is not, like, stocks and stuff so much. Ooh. It's stuff that's going to give me either an immediate return or just a return that's recognizable, if you know what I mean.
I feel
you. You know?
Okay, I like it.
With the music.
I like it.
Music has always been my hobby, is my last name. Music is my hobby.
Oh, you good, good.
So I don't really, you know, I don't do it with the intent of, like, making money from it. Mm-hmm. But
that's just love.
Yeah.
That's the love of the music. That's
I love creating,
bro. You expressing something.
That's why I love his art so much, man. Like, how can you, I don't know. And you do that shit freehand, correct?
Yeah.
Bruh, it's on a piece of wood.
No.
You do that shit freehand?
I have a few friends that are artists, and like, the thing about art that I learned from having friends that are artists and then just meeting people like you that see how y'all do, and even watching a few of y'all, like, in action, art really is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's subjective to whoever beholds that piece. It could be the artist, it could be a viewer, it could be a parent, a lover. It doesn't matter, because, like, there's a difference between knowing, okay, like, he just drew stick figures, but he's five, so this is fucking adorable. Then it's like, look what you're doing. And you're what, like 24, 25?
Yeah.
Exactly. 24. Regardless of your age, if a seven-year-old drew that, I'd still be amazed. But it's the point of, like, there's skill, and then there's talent, and then there's where skill and talent combine. And it's like, that still doesn't have a bearing on making him a better artist than the other people who really, they're Picasso in it over there.
This don't make me ignorant, but I mean,
give it to him. Give it to him.
Fantastic artist. Don't let that ever take away. I'm not no in way, shape, or form is what I'm saying. I see
he's,
some of the
he's
art.
Being innovative look, with it. Like he's doing some.
It's not straightforward.
Go ahead.
I think it's innovative because nobody else. I do graphics on the side. I work with artists just like you do all the time. Matter of fact, Creative Cocoon. I was telling you about that.
Yes, you were.
I got to tell you yes, about you that, were, too. Sir. Anyway, it's just nobody else that when you look around is really like freehand, free drawn or whatever on a piece of wood that detailed. And it's such a journey to look at. Bro.
I appreciate
when I
that.
When I saw his artwork, I was stunned. The one with the hand with the first. Remember, you took me upstairs because you were talking about it.
Yeah.
In your house, and you were just like, look at that, bro.
I appreciate
and
it.
And I sat there and looked at it. Because, like, for a good 15
everybody's
minutes,
self-conscious about their art.
No cap.
Yep. Everybody's self-conscious. I still feel like I got, like, that's I could be so much fucking better, bro. So much fucking better. Because, like, I see other people's art pieces, and I'm just like, yo, that's fire. They say the same to me, but I'm like, yo, that shit's fucking fire, bro. Yeah. And I'm jealous of that shit, but I'm not. I ain't gonna hold them just down. Like, shit, I'm like, yo, that shit's fucking dope. I'm trying to achieve that.
How you do that?
And that's how I see the world is. Check this out. Everything is a fucking art piece. Everything is art.
Yep.
All these cars were designed. Houses were designed the way you fucking wear your clothes. Everything you see. The way somebody rolls their sleeves up.
Wow.
Everybody starts doing it. Remember, skinny jeans.
The greatest trend ever.
Baggy clothes, rap, music, the world in general. Shit, the mindset changes. Art changes. People mold with the times, but people try to still be individual.
Yo,
the way you dress.
This is hitting me on a music level, bro.
It didn't it? Because I'm like, I felt the same way. I'm like,
go ahead.
I'm like, sitting there like,
talk to him.
10:30 anyways. We heard a horse trotting and used that as the sound.
And that was it. That was the sound that went into it.
I forgot what rapper said it, but he was like, it's a difference between OGs and old heads. Old heads, blah, 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 blah. Always talking shit to the youth. Talk about daytime, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Then you got the OGs. They already knew. They went through the same shit when they coming up with their shit. And they thought it was fire, but all the adults were like, eh, that ain't going to really flow. And then what the fuck happens? They blow up. They end up molding their world. Then the OGs teach their youth. They just like, yo, this is... Come over here. Let me teach you how to do this. Mm. They'll slide you to... Bring you to the side. Like, yo, G. You going down the wrong path.
Ooh.
An old head. Rah, 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 rah. And you end up fucking up. And he's still... Rah, 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 rah. So, OG, you fuck up. Yo, G.
So, Sensei...
Mr. Sensei.
Yeah, yeah.
When they get to the point in life where they call you an OG, sir, and they gonna call you an OG, sir, because they say it's a difference. You're not gonna be no regular old head. Nah. That's for damn sure. You're not gonna be no regular old head. So, sir, when they get to that point in life where they call you an OG, why do they call you an OG, sir? What's the reason that they call you an OG for? Why do they look to you? Where have they seen you go in life? Give me a little taste, a little hint, or give me a little sprinkle of something.
I would love to be multifaceted.
Okay.
And the fact of the problem with being a jack of all trades, unfortunately, is that you're a master of none.
Wait a minute now. Okay.
And that could be a problem or a great thing, depending on how you utilize that tool. Yeah, being a jack of all trades comes in play for one or two ways: short and very, very, very long term. Mm. And the only way you can get the short term is easy because it's improvised. Mm-hmm. I'm a jack of all trades. I hop from this to that to this to that. But the problem being a jack of all trades, we often lose sight of the long term. The only way you can make your trade work for the long term is to utilize your skills in an order that it kind of has a domino effect to you to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what when I say I want to be multifaceted, I have a dream to direct movies. I might want to act, but I've acted before on the theater, and I feel like I would love being the director. The director gets to, my problem with acting is I never get to see my work. When doing live work, and when I'm on improv, when I'm doing stand up comedy, or when I'm doing in theater,
it's a skill.
Out there and I'm making people. I'm seeing your reaction to what I'm doing on stage, and to me, from my eyes, I'm me. Like I'm that character. I am that character.
That's true.
But you have a moment of like I gotta. It's like a yo-yo. Like you go out yourself for a second and see that person looking.
That's
at
why
you.
Some actors get stuck in a fucking role because they're trying to prepare themselves and they get stuck in a role and they get.
And that's
fucked
method
up.
Acting, and that's hard to break out of because for months you've become, or when you're acting on like theater, I mean not theater, when you're acting on film, it's years at that point, like a year and a half, a year before the movie.
You always got them faces.
You gotta be that character because day in and day out, whenever you're reading that. But it's tough for theater actors, don't sleep on them too.
Oh,
because
I don't.
When you're doing tours and stuff, or when people multiple shows and then they wanna pick up another 4, 5, 6 shows because y'all were so great, you got written in the Richmond Times or whatever.
Did you see like, Hamilton? I'm sorry.
No. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but like to me I'm very choosy with what
not
I
a
watch.
Hamilton fan? Not
I
a
just
Hamilton
don't
fan.
Care about
it.
Right, I don't care about Burr and Hamilton. I really don't. I wasn't alive, and they both had slaves.
Okay. Fair enough.
Hey, give it straight to him. Give it straight to him. There you go. Give it straight to him.
Everybody's going to be like, they cared about black people, but no, they didn't.
Yo, why did I think about something like that watching it? I'm just like,
I don't give a fuck.
You own this, bro.
Like, you still like, own niggas. Like, George Washington needs your teeth. Come here. Like, I don't feel like that. Like, I don't care, bro. Like, but no. So,
not a Hamilton fan. Gotcha.
Not a Hamilton.
Gotcha. Okay. I see where you're going with that.
Back to point. No, like, I want to do that. Like, I never get to see my work as an actor. So, I want to be a director because I want to see the work even before everyone gets to see it. And that's the best part because it's like, yes, it's ready. It is ready. And then you present it and people, you get that reception. I think that's the artist.
Yeah.
I want that artist feeling. I want to, because the only time I ever got that is playing trumpet. And people would always, or when I did stand up, both kind of feelings happened. When we first started marching, that was my first MetLife Stadium. Do you remember that? That was absolutely ridiculous.
Bro, I didn't feel nervous.
Quick
side story. We marched in college together. That's how he my line brother. Yeah. From the same section.
Oh, no. That's why we get one of L.
I'm sorry, people.
When the LB was coming around, we felt you.
Listen, I understand. Yeah.
Our freshman year, we played at the MetLife Stadium for, the game.
Really? It was just Lincoln?
I thought it was Benedict.
Who has the Christmas tree as their... No, it's band, because, bands at the end of each game play their school song. And, like, it's supposed to be original and majestic and, like, full of pride.
Uh-huh.
And you get that swelling sound when you hear that band play.
Alma mater.
Yeah, your alma mater song. These niggas go...
What?
You think you hold it out a few
Christmas
notes and we don't hear it? Here's what killed me. The three-part harmony at the end. I'm like, really, dog? We started crying. We was like, no, they didn't play. And we started singing Christmas Tree back to them. That's how bad it was. But regardless, like, those moments.
We performed in the stadium, so it was a little nerve-wracking. Yeah.
But, like, playing trumpet, like, I remember, like, when it got smaller, when we would be doing, like little gigs on the side, like, outside Davis, just fucking around. But people would, you know, sometimes they hear and stuff. I'd be like, I know that song. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. Like, shit like that would be nervous because people will come up to you and talk to you and be like, you're really good. Or, like, even your own bandmates would be like, yo, you're better than you think. And in your head, you're like, I'm seeing me do my hands on the valves and I'm pushing these keys and, like, yeah. I know to tighten my lip for this and loosen it a little bit for that, mm-hmm. slide it out a little bit. And, like, you know you're doing these things, but you're not. You don't get to see. You don't get to really hear how it sounds. We're on the giving end. We're not on the receiving end. And as those waves go out, is hitting somebody in a way that they're like, wow.
Oh, man.
You
yeah,
have,
I know what
you
mean,
you
bro.
Have a good... When people would tell me, your embouchure is so good. You have a good tone. I'm like, no, you don't. No, I don't. Do you not hear... every fucking time I hit a note? And they're like, you're not hearing it. And you hear yourself play it back. And to you, because you've been in the practice room, so it's bounced off the wall and came back to you a million times. And to you, it sounds like... And they're sitting there like... It's like... And I'm like, I don't hear none of that shit, bro.
And to be and to tell you the truth, I relate to that on a music level. Off no bullshit. That's why I want to do this recording shit, nigga. Because when I get on the mic and I'm able to put the shit down and then to go back and then to write it and to redo it to finally come up with a song and some structure to it and then to hear it. And I hear... And you're like, dog, man, niggas heard you, bro. They was fucking with what you was doing. They said, yo, that chorus was nuts, bro. I'm like, for real? Like, I could have done that chorus so much better. Like, that's what the same thing with the artist. Like, I could have done that shit so much better.
Sure, nigga? But
like shit, I'm sorry, though, I didn't been in the practice room.
My only last thing though is like that's that. But it hit me more so when I went to Georgia and like I was there and I started doing like stand up. I said I'm finally gonna try my hand at stand up.
Right.
Because everybody's like, yo, you're so funny on IG, and I don't even post videos. It should be my captions and the stupid memes I'll be posting or reposts of TikToks. Like, it's nothing fucking original on my part. And if you notice, all the TikToks that I post are only black. All of them are only black. There's no like white TikToks on my page. And each one of them has like Black Lives Matter and Breonna Taylor on it. That's not the point right here. But Black Lives Matter arrest Breonna Taylor's killers.
Had to be said.
Had to be
say said. Say her name.
We hadn't said it. Say her name. We ain't forget you. Anyway though, no, like I started doing stand up because everybody's like, do stand up. So I'm like, fine, I'm gonna go try this shit. And it was so hard. I'm like, I had that nervous thing right before the lights hit you. I call it that moment. It's like, you know, all right, I'm 2 minutes
moment.
Away from
oh my
people
God,
seeing
oh my God.
What I have to stand
I,
in front of them.
I love that moment.
And then
on
like,
stage,
and
I love
then,
that moment.
On stage is when I love it. Before love I'm moment. Shitting my pants, I swear
oh
to God,
God
I
can't wait.
Like
I can't wait to
see like... Bro, and it's like, then they call my name. And next up, we have our last comedian of the night, Akilah. And I'm like, I go out there and I'm just like, all right. And like, the first thing I always notice every time I go on stage, whether I'm on stage when the lights hit or I walk out, is the lights. I see the stage lights up top. Because I come out and I look, and I always feel like it's easier to look down than to look up. So I look down, hit the lights. The lights hit me, adrenaline already. Start looking down, I'm like, all right, grab the mic. So I'm like, I don't want to stand here in my head. I start thinking about, because it like a week before that, I was so, because they give you like a week to load. They're like, all right, you're performing next Tuesday. So they go, all right, cool. I'm trying to write jokes. I'm like, what's funny? What's funny? Like, how the fuck do I know what's funny? Like, so I'm sitting there like, all right, if it makes me laugh, I'm writing it as a joke. And I'm sitting there thinking of old stories and shit. And I'm like, oh, I'm not really finding nothing funny, but I'm like, I'm going to slap this together. First one was, all right. Someone came up to me and said this, but it shocked me because it happened every show after that. I did about 5 or 6 shows down there. I can't remember. But every show just happened. After the first show, everybody kept saying stuff like that. But the first show, the lady goes, it was a white lady. She goes, oh my gosh, you were so funny. Like, I think you were the funniest of the night. And I'm like, really? Thanks. Like, that was really cool. And she was like, how long have you been doing this? I'm like, would you believe me? That was like my first night. She was like, no way. Like, I didn't know one of my mom's friends in Georgia came to see me. And she recorded me and sent it to my mom. And my mom was like, I liked it. A lot of cussing though. And I was like,
that's how my people felt about the podcast. That's how my people felt about the podcast at first.
So every show after that, some like people, I would start to figure out, like, I figured out one of my little niches is I subconsciously, I love to talk. Everybody knows that. 5 minutes of meeting me, you know I talk. I am a talker, okay? Hard R. but I'm serious. Like, I am. Nah, you are. Exactly. But that's hard thing, like, R. I'm just, that's just how I, that's me. Like, that's how I talk. I'm not trying to be funny. I just, sometimes I let my filter go from my brain to my mouth and things just fly out. And I have to watch words hit people in the face and they react. And sometimes I'm really amazed by my own brain because it be catching me so fucking off guard. But not the topic anyway. I wanted to do it. People kept telling me about, like, yo, you're really good at this. I figured out. If I like to talk, I think that's how I should just talk to the audience.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Because in settings like this, for some reason, one, God has gifted me, my mom calls it the gift of gab. God has gifted me with that, and I can command
attention. I would say have guidelines.
Come on now. Yeah.
Just guidelines and just like sort of let the stories just trickle down.
I've been told multiple times I'm good at storytelling. Because I'm so long-winded, I'm able to paint that picture for you to follow.
Just like how you came in, like, yo, I'm a fucking talker. Hard R.
I am.
That, yo,
you know
that,
what you're getting into.
The crowd hear that shit'll be, I laugh.
I appreciate that. But now, see, my brain will make a mental note of how y'all laughed at that. And the next group setting I'm in, or another one, subconsciously.
And now he's
the,
trying to run it back.
Why,
he's doing work.
Yes.
He's doing field research.
This is why the mind fucking is amazing.
Who reacts to what? So he knows.
Tomorrow morning, ask me about what we talked about in this car. I really couldn't tell you. But next fucking week, if I'm in a group setting at a job or some shit, a site or some shit,
it's the
some
feeling.
People talking and we talking about some stuff, and be like, man, my mama say I talk all the time, blah, blah, blah. My brain gonna come out the fuck nowhere and be like, bro, I'm a talker. Hard. And they gonna be like, and then at that point, my brain's gonna go twice now.
Have you seen those stand-up comedy skits where, like, you got the hagglers that are interrupting your show,
mm-hmm.
but then you got the people who like sort of jump inside your show. They're cool as fuck, and you sort of bring them on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just sort of bounce off of them.
I would love that. I just like my friends don't want to do it with me because I'm like, I, like 85 South Show. I really watch them. Like that's another thing. Like if for anyone that wants to be a comedian and listening, mm-hmm. or if y'all want to try your hand at it, I admit try because I to me personally, I think I bombed one of mine, and people still said I did okay or good or whatever. But I was like, I don't know. I didn't get a lot of laughs. I got a lot of chuckles. That's bombing to me.
Like, if it ain't, yeah.
It's like, if I don't hear a lady, if I can't make the joke after, like, that hit home for someone, then it wasn't funny. And you know what? Like, that's that one lady that's like, you're like, God dang, that was funny to you, wasn't it? Shit.
He doing it now.
Exactly. He is. And he know he is. That nigga was like, yep, that one went over. That one went over very well. That's two in the set now. Oh, shit. We building a setup.
And that's just how it goes, boy. It's really shit. It's really that. No, I'm so high. Oops, all right. I'm going to put it in my notes. I'm going to forget.
Oh, shit, man. I respect that shit. You're doing field research in the moment.
So that way, when I present it to the crowd, it feels like I'm just talking to you. Because I am. Because I've... At my brain, why I keep going back to my brain is so unique is because it modifies it each time. Yo, each time I deliver that, I'll put it in my notes. But every time I deliver that, it won't be the same. And by the time I get on stage, I done said it so much that now I'm just, to me, I look at one person and then I keep moving, look at another person. Even if you're in a silhouette in the back of the crowd, I look at you. I want you to think that I'm talking to you. This joke, I'm talking to you. And then I'm going to tell him that part of the joke so y'all can feel like we in this joke together.
This man is the reason why I was able to give my graduation speech, bro. No lie.
It's always good to have a nigga with the gift of gab around you.
Yo.
It is always good to have a nigga with the gift of gab around you.
You should be glad my last name started with a B. I was just in the front row.
Yo. Yo. So I was salutatorian in my class. And I had to speak at graduation.
Mm-hmm. You're a valedictorian?
Salutatorian.
Oh, I'm about to say, you a smart-ass nigga, ain't you?
He still is.
A smart-ass nigga.
He gave a speech. He still is.
I was like, damn, nigga.
I thought you said you was smart. My bad, nigga. Shit.
But, so I had to give my speech, and I was like, man. And so I be tripping out a lot, like, and, like, the impact of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, yo, I'm really about to speak to my senior class in this Y'all did the VCU arena?
I would have loved to.
We gave it in the VCU arena. I would love to. Yo, so that adrenaline, like, I felt that adrenaline, like, days leading up to it. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking, he was like, bro, when you get up there, just breathe in, then go. And I have used that ever since, like, whatever. I mean, besides and, teaching my and students, lean you know into what I'm saying? It. Yeah, but, like.
And lean into it. Because you fight it, you're going to.
I got up there
that day. That's when, yep. You did everything you feared you was going to do.
Yep. I got up there that day. I did that jump. I looked at him. He was like, boom.
So that shit fly. He didn't stutter. He stopped. He was moving. He was looking.
I fixed my task. I'm going to jump.
Boy. I was like, auntie, take your time, baby.
I was like, all right, lady.
Proud of my dad.
Look at that. Why don't they ever listen at graduations? We ask all parents and accompanying patrons to wait at the
end. I be damn, they tell me I wait till my time. When my baby come up there, when my baby.
Students. And it's always that lady. It's always that lady letting him know.
Yes,
I hear you,
sir.
Bitch. And I will not.
Yes, sir.
Go Janiqua. Go Janiqua. Go Janiqua. Go Janiqua.
Yo, wow.
She jigging. And the bad thing is, they start calling little white kids again just. It gets so quiet. It gets
at
so
our school,
quiet.
Bro, there was about 17 Patels. And I really wish I was exaggerating.
Damn. They ran past families with y'all.
And I think about two of them was related.
Damn.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
International.
Yeah, we had a lot of.
It was our school.
Our school, the school was.
School I teach
our school
at now,
was like,
the same school I went to.
Our school was like 75% black, 10% white.
How much
oh
you
my
say
God.
Black?
75.
50-60.
50-60? Yeah. You giving them that much?
We had a black Latino.
I'll give it high. 60% black, 15% white. Another 15% Latino, 20% Latino.
Nigga, them white people were scared,
they
boy.
Was in there. So what are we at
them
now?
Them niggas were outnumbered. Yeah. They were the minority.
They were looking around. Anyway.
They were the fucking minority.
15%. And I'll give the other 5% to Indian or Middle Eastern.
Yeah, I say Middle Eastern.
But still, but still.
Like the Victorian was a potato.
Look, check this. They are cousins.
Like, you know, they are.
Where the fuck they at, nigga?
Yeah, it's above your head.
Damn.
Oh, you should have did it on beat. We did it way too long.
What the fuck was I saying? Damn.
You talking they about?
Oh, they did?
they say we sleeping in the car tonight, huh?
Oh,
we
nah.
On, we on it.
Look at that. Look. All right, so. It appears that we have been pressed for time for a while.
Tory Lanez, I heard, shot Megan.
And that's that was what we were supposed to talk about.
Nowhere like
out here just playing with the gun. But, oh shit, my bitch. Hey,
it's a legend. You done shot me in my pinky toe. That nigga done shot me in my pinky toe.
So you jealous of my knees?
They made
Lil
Reese come out, bro. You know who that is?
Who?
He used to be with Chief Keef.
That man, Lil
Reese.
Came out.
Like, he was like, who shot Meg? He said something like that.
Oh, I thought he tweeted
that.
He came out like he was gay. I was like, wow.
Nah. No.
2020 is bringing a lot of different things.
Oh, shit. So, but anyways, that's what we were supposed to talk about. Lord have mercy. Good to talk to y'all, family. It appears we got to get up out of here. Anybody got any plugs? Any last?
Sensei, IG. S-E-N-S-E-S-A-Y-Y. Two Y's. Sense and say.
Whoa, what's up?
Okay.
We out here throwing Instagram names.
I mean, if you're gonna throw them out there for them, go ahead. What you want to tell them?
Hello. Instagram name, High Power of Life, H-I-I-I.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Power, yes. _.
Wait a minute.
Of, _, life, period. There we go.
Period as in period or period of theirs?
Any
lasting words for the people?
Y'all look out for these two amazing records coming from your boy V.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's what I plug. That's
what
I plug.
Wow, that's what you, wow. That's your, that's your lasting word. Wow.
I was going to say something humble like, all right, y'all, we know what I'm saying. Well, we'll be out here later. You know?
Two amazing records.
That's it. That's what team members do. They
exactly,
promote each
bro.
Other.
My brothers, it has been a pleasure to have y'all on the podcast. A pleasure to have y'all in the car. Family, been a pleasure talking to y'all. I'll be talking to y'all soon again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Vince Brown Show. I'll talk to y'all soon, family. Peace.